Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins, and this is The Week in AV. This week, we continue a series of interviews leading up to Infocom, which is promising to be a real blockbuster this year. We're going to try to talk to a number of companies, both traditional Infocom mainstays and some newcomers. Because of the upcoming trade show, I'm going to break from my usual stance with guests and allow them to talk about new products they'll be bringing to the show. Today, I'll be talking with Steve Seminario of Planar, who are bringing some new and pretty innovative big-screen products for integrators to the show. Anyway, we'll be doing that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me remind you that The Week is brought to you by Hypersign, who make a really innovative product line for digital signage. You can find out more about a signage solution that is both easy and cost-effective to implement at www.hypersign.com. Also on Rave Radio, take a listen to our other podcasts, like the Green AV Podcast, The Wavecast from Women in AV, and Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves. You can find them all at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. Here, on The Week, we try to address the most important items we see in AV news for the week, and we bring you a range of guests for a conversation about subjects important to our industry. And so, without further ado, let's talk about what's going on in the world of AV and communications this week. First, are you an ace presenter and a snappy dresser? Then the folks at Genius have some AV bling for you. Knock 'em dead at your next presentation with the Ring Pointer, a ring-style thumb controller. Complete with a built-in laser pointer, this seriously useful gadget works with Microsoft PowerPoint and Mac Keynote presentations, and it reminds me a lot of Casanova Frankenstein from Mystery Men. Using only one hand, presenters can start and stop presentations, switch between slides, and keep the audience focused with the 10-meter range wireless laser pointer. Is there any other kind of laser pointer? The Genius Ring Pointer uses 2.4 GHz wireless technology and lists for $54.99. For specs, you can visit www.geniusnet.com, and you can expect that I'll be wearing one of these at Infocom. In home audio news, Niles has launched Cinema Soundfield, the industry's first in-wall soundbar. The Cinema, that's C-Y-N-E-M-A, Soundfield system, is available in three active models and one passive model, and in lengths of 48, 55, and 65 inches. The soundbar can be perfectly centered under flat panel displays without the hassle of cutting or drilling wall studs. The in-wall soundbar consists of left, right, and center self-contained speaker modules, and includes a preamp amplifier module for the powered models. Powered models also include a separate low-voltage power supply, easily mounted in a stud bay adjacent to a wall outlet or behind the display, to eliminate the need for high-voltage wiring in the wall, and the electrician required to do it. Once the soundbar is in place, a low-profile, magnetically attached and paintable micro-perf grille makes the entire assembly virtually invisible to end users for a clean look. The Cinema Soundfield system is now shipping at a list price of $1,195.95 to $1,999.95 for the different models. You can check the system out at www.nilesaudio.com. Last week, we told you about Digital Projection's free projector lamp program. Any DPI projector purchased now through the end of June 2013 is eligible for free lamp replacement for the warranty period. For this same time period, May through June 2013, Digital Projection is offering significant discounts when you trade in an old projector and buy a new one. Here's an example. Trade in any DP1 chip projector and get a $750 credit on a new DP1 chip projector, or a $2,000 credit on a new DP3 chip highlight projector, or a $3,000 credit on a new Digital Projection's 3-chip Titan projector. How can you lose? For more information, check with our friends at Digital Projection at www.digitalprojection.com. And from Extron, Extron TouchLink touch panel users can now get the TouchLink interface for iPad through the Apple App Store. TouchLink for iPad gives you an additional point of control for rooms equipped with any TouchLink touch panel. TouchLink on the iPad lets you control an AV system via Wi-Fi, so that you can move around the room or even between rooms during your presentation. Each button press on the iPad is tracked in real time between the app and the touch panel, so that they both stay in sync. TouchLink for iPad uses the existing touch panel GUI, which gives you back that hour you may have spent configuring an extra device. Always nice. Check out the details at www.extron.com or head straight to the iPad App Store. In a nice useful field tool, Kaltman Creations has introduced the RF View, a handheld touch tablet for mobile RF analysis. The RF View T10 covers the standard wireless microphone and IEM frequency range of 470 MHz to 700 MHz with a full range of touch navigation gestures you can slide through the RF spectrum with ease. You can enter any frequency sweep range within the range of the analyzer and find open RF space for channel selection or interference troubleshooting. The RF View features current, average, and peak spectral traces. Touch to listen to all RF space, an RF congestion scale to gauge severity of local RF, custom screen markers, and InstaSave custom profiles. It's integrated into a 10-inch touch tablet with Windows 8 and lists for $1,750. You can check out more about the RF View T10 at www.kaltmancreationsllc.com. Now, let's move along to our interview for the week. All right, listeners, welcome to another in a series of shows in advance of Infocom 13, which I promise is going to be a blockbuster. As I mentioned at the top of the show, with me is Steve Seminario of Planar. Thanks for being with us, Steve.
Thank you, Joel.
Steve, this year's show at Infocom is expected to break all of our records, with attendance at about 35,000, which means it'll almost equal the European show ISE. So first of all, Steve, for those who might be new to the industry or attending the show for the first time, who's Planar?
Planar is a North American display manufacturer. We've actually been in business. We're going to be celebrating our 30th anniversary here coming up. And our focus in the recent years has really been on digital signage and on tiled video walls in particular.
Now the big question, what will you be featuring for the show? What's new and exciting this year?
Well, we're going to have a lot of products. The big challenge has been figuring out what we're going to leave out. But we'll certainly be featuring Clarity Matrix, which is our LCD video wall product, really a flagship product for us. It's been tremendously successful. And so we'll be showing some new configurations of that. In addition, we're going to be featuring a product that we announced a few months ago called Planar Ultra Res. So Ultra Res is an 84-inch diagonal 4K display, professional display, and we have several different models and several different configurations. And so we're going to be demonstrating some really interesting configurations of that 4K display. 4K is something that we think is just, you know, a huge trend, especially in large format, and we're getting a lot of interest for it.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about what you may do with it.
Well, one of the things we're going to be showing is actually a three-wide tiled version. So when we came out with the product, we knew that this 84-inch would be a great size for boardrooms, conference rooms, you know, a CEO's room. And we also knew that it would be popular in sort of high-end digital signage, high-end retail, where those clients really have great 4K video assets that they want to show up, you know, the best that they possibly can. But when we started thinking about it, you know, the 84-inch 4K is about the size of a 2x2 46-inch diagonal super narrow bezel LCD video wall. A lot of people are installing 2x2s. The Ultra Res would be a little bit smaller, but exactly the same resolution and obviously no mullion in the middle. And we started thinking about it as potentially a product that people would want to put in more of a tiled fashion going horizontally across. So we did some work on the mechanicals to be able to sort of optimize that kind of installation. If someone has more than one, they want to put two next to each other or three or four, or however many, and really optimize the mechanicals. So one of the things we're going to be showing is kind of a centerpiece is three wide of the Ultra Res. And it'll actually be faceted so that the side panels come out some, and you get a bit of a kind of a curve feel to it, and it should be quite stunning.
Sure, I would think so at that resolution. And for the size, it sounds like you've cut mullions down by a factor of four.
Right, exactly. Lot fewer mullions. And then, of course, you know, where the panels come together, you know, there's a decent size bezel there. But we've done some work on the mechanicals just to make that as small as you possibly can make it. And also just to sort of clean up the mechanicals so that it looks like a single unit as opposed to a couple things thrown together side by side. And also we added some features to help the integrators install it very flat, very flush, and to get a really clean look.
So you're going to have that in the booth.
We will, and that, in addition to some other standalone ultra-res as well, we'll be demonstrating a version of the ultra-res that supports landscape and portrait modes and is a little bit higher brightness as well. So it's really ideal for more of the high-end digital signage, retail kind of environments. So we'll be showing a demonstration of that as well, and we have some really wonderful 4K content that we'll be showing on that.
Okay, and per your advertising company, that's booth number 3143, correct?
That's the one.
Excellent. Are you going to be offering any dealer training at the show or having any dealer meetings?
We're not. We expect to basically spend the full 3 days with our dealers. All of them are going to be there, and we see it just as a huge opportunity to spend time with them in the booth, in front of the products, and you know, with the product managers. Several of our engineers attend, and of course, all our sales folks and executives. So, huge opportunity for us. But no, we don't have a special session for them outside of the show floor. Some of the other things I should mention that we're going to have feature in the booth is the planar mosaic. And this is really our architectural display offering that incorporates three different sizes of panels and includes a square tile as well, and really allows you to create customized and really interesting types of displays, incorporating negative space, rotating the panels any way you like. It even supports sort of a Z-axis where a panel can be mounted sort of in front or partially in front of another. And so it gives architects and designers a tremendous amount of flexibility in terms of creating really interesting video wall installations. So we'll be demonstrating an installation of that product as well.
Excellent. What other products are in the planar line that you consider unique to the industry?
Well, the one I just mentioned, Mosaic, is probably one of the most unique. There really isn't anything quite like that. And part of what makes it unique is actually under the covers. You see demonstrations now with LCD panels where people put them in different orientations and in sort of creative designs. But in order to make the video work on those, there's a lot of hard work and effort and expense that goes on behind the scenes in terms of cabling, players, special content being developed, and it's not for the faint of heart. With Mosaic, what we've done is given customers the option to basically play a standard piece of 1080 or 4K content, and the Mosaic video wall itself has the intelligence to basically display the portion of that content that it's supposed to based on its position and to account for the orientation and everything like that. So it just makes deploying creative video walls like that much, much easier.
Sure. That's actually, having done quite a few of them myself, that's actually an exciting concept. I've spent an awful lot of time in front of video wall processors saying, okay, well, that one is horizontal, but it actually needs to be vertical.
Right.
You know, I, and to be honest, you wind up looking at some control screens where the picture, the video wall doesn't make any sense on the control screen. It only makes sense when you've actually seen it assembled. So being able to do that faster, that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, in terms of you know, the attendance that we have coming this year, we're seeing a lot of people coming straight from the digital signage implementers. And it sounds like you have a lot for them to look at this year, too.
We do. I mean, that's really the sort of key application that we focus on these days, digital signage. In addition to, we continue to do a tremendous amount of control room and corporate and decision room type of work as well. So for the digital signage audience, like I said, you know, the mosaic is always interesting. The matrix, the LCD video wall, that's really become kind of the bread and butter for so much digital signage because it's so flexible. You know, you add tiles in any direction and you get the size you want, you fill the space you need, and then you can drive it in a variety of ways as well. So it's really become kind of the product in that category, and we've seen that really explode. What's different about our implementation, a lot of people are now kind of familiar with the matrix, but not everybody, of course, is that we've just taken a very different architectural approach to the matrix, which offboards all the electronics and the power supplies. So, and it incorporates a custom mount, which allows it to be mount very, very close to the wall. It's fully ADA compliant for public spaces, so it's under 4 inches. Has a ton of adjustability in it, so you get a very clean and a very perfectly aligned looking wall very easily. And it has full service access mode built in as well. And then with the power supplies and the electronics offboarded off in a machine room, we're able to get really a thinner display, the thinnest display to the wall, a lot less heat because you just don't have all the components behind there. You don't have to worry about getting power to the wall, all the power is being connected really in the machine room. And it just has a lot of positive implications in terms of installation, service, and reliability. And so matrix is always something that we certainly lead with these customers, but then we have a lot of other interesting options as well between the mosaic, the ultra res is more of the 4K is being used, and then we'll also be featuring our line of large format flat panel displays, the PS series and the EP series.
Sure, sure. And one of the things I noticed on looking through your website was that you are also able to customize flat panel displays. I saw a custom color option that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, we've really gotten interest in that where, again, it kind of goes to this this theme that we're absolutely seeing where architects and designers are really involved with much more with video selection as part of the environment that they're creating. And part of that is wanting different materials and a greater variety of materials that are going to fit into their particular creation and their particular space. And so by being able to, you know, offer these custom colors and custom finishes on the bezels, it just gives them sort of another tool in their toolkit to be able to create the environment that they're really looking for.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, between your product line and the number of people that are coming, sounds like you're in for an exciting show.
Yeah, we really think we are. And the attendance figures are really exciting. And it's just great to be out on the East Coast again. That's always a good change from Las Vegas every now and then.
Well, for those of us from New York, that's a blessing too. No more long flights. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. So thanks very much for being with us, Steve.
Thank you, Joel. And yeah, we really invite anybody who's at Infocom to please stop by our booth. We'd love to show you the new products.
Excellent. And that's booth 3143. And I'll be there doing some podcasts. So I'll see you there, Steve.
Fantastic.
Thanks again. Well, that's all we have time for this week. But join us again on our next episode here on The Week on Rave Radio. And don't forget, there's lots more to listen to in our other podcasts on Rave Radio. Check them all out at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. And thanks once again to our sponsor, Hypersign, for helping us bring you the show. Check out some great stuff at www.hypersign.com or by just clicking the link if you're viewing this as an enhanced podcast. And thanks again for listening to Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins, wishing you a great week ahead.